This is Base Kate taking a moment to think about the last few days. I'm here in the big house in Merritt Island, Florida. I'm here for the shuttle launch. And the big house, in case you don't know, is a house of about 15 or 16 space geeks who tweet, who have all come together, and we're sharing a house for the STS-133 shuttle launch, which has been delayed a few days, and so we're just having a really nice time meeting cool people and doing cool things and getting to know each other, which has been fabulous. The last few days have been such an absolute crazy blur of amazingness that I've been a bit awestruck and unable to be hugely excited, and every time I think that's got to be it, something else even cooler happens. Wow. So what have we had so far? Well, we had the official first day at the tweet-up tent, which is right by the mission countdown clock, and by some water, and if you look into the distance, you can actually see the shuttle on its launch pad. That is pretty special. And also the VAB, which is the Vehicle Assembly Building, which is where they put together the shuttle, and in fact, all the big rockets like the Saturn V for Apollo missions. They've even got some of the stuff in there from the Apollo mission still, which is incredible. And it is enormous. It's a huge building. So we saw all that and it was great. And we had talks from various high-level NASA people and a vice president of product from Twitter. And what else happened? Oh yeah, we had a chat from Astro Ron, who's this really cool astronaut who's telling about stuff. And then we got to meet Robonaut, who's the robot they're sending into space. It's kind of a humanoid robot. Doesn't have legs, but other than that, looks pretty friendly. And when they got him moving, he was incredibly human-like, but can do all sorts of things that we can't, which is amazing. And then we got to see a kind of demonstration of being suited up into a spacesuit, which was cool. And then we found out the launch was delayed again, so that was all right. But my friend Leroy Chow, who happens to be an utterly amazing astronaut, he was in town because he's doing the Spaceflight Now commentary, launch commentary with Miles O'Brien. And so I got to hang out with him and have dinner, and that was lovely. And we met some other cool people, like one of the official NASA photographers who must have one of the best jobs. He gets to go to Baikonur in Russia for the launches of the Soyuz, and he goes all around Star City and all the major NASA facilities taking pictures, and he's here obviously for the shuttle launch. Wow, what a cool job. And various other people. And the next day we had lunch with a guy who trains astronauts, and he was pretty incredible. He was just telling us all sorts of things about the way the astronaut classes are named. So whichever is the outgoing class of astronauts, they get the chance to name the next class, and they always try and find something, something a little bit rubbishy. So you got the penguins, who look nice but they'll never fly, and you have the millennium bugs, who are the class of 2000 because of the Y2K bug. There was one group that were called the slugs, and they managed somehow to change their name to the escargot because it sounded a bit better. Apparently one class wanted to be called the chimps. They got known as the chumps. And and he told us about the keys to the shuttles. They're all hanging up in the astronaut office, and each class has its own banner, and every time somebody flies, their mission patch gets put on the banner until everybody from that astronaut class retires, and then the banner is taken away. Oh, wow, incredible stuff. And he said he's going to send us some space food. Wow. Because he gets to train the astronauts, and when the mission mission control is due. And now that the astronaut office is getting a bit smaller because the shuttle program is ending, he, being one of the senior people, gets to play at being astronaut in the simulators for when the mission controllers are doing their stuff. So when he's in there, they give him a load of food to eat because they've got to simulate the whole thing. And if he doesn't eat it all, it can either go back into the inventory or he's allowed to take it home, and then he gives it out to people like us. Oh! He didn't have any, but he said he'll post some, so fingers crossed that that'll happen. And then we popped down the road and met back up with Leroy and this guy called John, who works in the astronaut office, and it's kind of his job that if anybody has a problem on the space station, he will fix it for them, which sounds pretty cool. And he was really interesting. I was listening to him and Leroy talking, and there were some great stories. Like, I think Leroy said their tin opener was, you know, it was broken or it was wearing out, and so they asked NASA for a tin opener on the space station, and NASA decided that actually a tin opener, well, it's going to leave a sharp edge, and you can't possibly do that, you know, health and safety, whatever. So they get in touch with John and they say, help, you know, we can't open our tins, what should we do? And he was working in Russia, so he just pops into the local grocery store, picks up a couple of tin openers, gets them over to Baikonur, and the Russians take them up to the space station. Job done. Brilliant. All these stories that you wouldn't normally hear. Oh my goodness. Oh, and on the other... Oh, after the first night of seeing Leroy, I was just... We stopped and had a drink and a catch-up and just looking at the stars, and we saw two shooting stars. And I was asking them what the stars looked like from space, and he says, yeah, they're pretty much the same, except they don't twinkle. And they don't twinkle because there's no atmosphere. When you're up there, you've gone through the atmosphere. Wow. And apparently in the shuttle, they have something called the witch's hat, and you put it over one of the windows, and you can, like, put it over your head, and it goes right down to your waist, and it, so it's purely dark, and all you can see then is the stars. Whoa. It blows my mind just thinking about it. Oh, my goodness. And then we had a tour that we were allowed to go on. We weren't sure where we were going to get to go, just, like, outside various places, but we got to go inside the vehicle assembly building, which you may have heard me audio booing about, because it was incredible. It was incredible. It was so huge. Wow. Not many people get to go in there, apparently, so that's pretty cool that we got to do that, actually. I was pretty chuffed about that. What else? Oh, yeah, then we went to see Launch Pad 39A, which is where the shuttle is. And we were hoping for the RSS retraction, because the shuttle was all kind of covered up by this structure. And then they move it back, and then you can see the full shuttle and its rocket boosters. But because the launcher got moved back again, they didn't actually do that. Which is a shame, but we got to see the shuttle from like 600 feet away. And I took a bunch of pictures because it was just amazing. And then when you think it can't get any better, after meeting Leroy, I end up hanging out with Miles O'Brien from Space Flight Now, and a bunch of other really cool people, learning loads of interesting stuff, and we basically spend the afternoon with them, and the evening. So that was cool. We had dinner with them, and oh, at one point I almost got to the RSS retraction, but it didn't happen. But then my phone rings and it's Leroy, and I'm thinking, oh, he's just going to tell me, you know, where are we going to be for dinner? And he's like, hey, Kate, you know, I've got to leave. Do you want to co-host the Space Flight Now launch commentary with Miles tomorrow? And I'm like, what? No, you're joking, right? What? And he says it again. I'm like, what? And I can just hear them laughing. I'm like, are you serious? Whoa. So then I start shaking unbelievably. And yeah, I mean, that's a majorly big deal. Anyway, when I emailed and... I texted him a little while later and said, you know, you're kidding, right? And he said, actually, not kidding, but they persuaded me to stay another day. So, yeah, then we all went out, and he introduced us to two more members of the STS-92 crew that he flew with, and then this other astronaut we met the other day, Jim Riley, was in the bar, and it was incredible. So we've just been, like, drinking Guinness with astronauts. Whoa. Oh my goodness. This whole thing has been completely crazy. And there are so many other things I haven't told you. So many really awesome things. Some which might be true, some which might not be true. Some which I'm not allowed to say. Some which would be so incredible I don't dare say them out loud, otherwise they might not happen. But, wow. I can't believe I'm here for this launch. I really hope it launches, but frankly, I've had such an amazing time already. I couldn't really complain if it didn't. This is brilliant. Thank you very much, NASA. Thank you for running your tweet-ups. I hope you keep doing them. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not my usual squeaky self. I'm just completely, completely, completely overwhelmed by everything. This is amazing.